not many good memories to look back on.
Oh, hugely, you know, some great times and some funny times, you know, times, you know, Bobby Folk, another big character in the game. Can't think where we were playing it, and Pete Mitchell went down, the prop at the time, Pete Mitchell went down, and I can remember Bobby Folk and Andrew Stanley standing around her, told him to stand up, pull his socks up and get on with the game and don't be so weak. 5 minutes later he was carried off. That night he was in plaster with his leg because he'd broken his leg, you know, but the conversation was just get up and get on with it. Adrian Powers, very similar. I can remember Adrian Powers playing on the stoop, hurt his leg, wouldn't go off, carried on playing for probably about another 20 minutes, ended up up at the accident unit, operation, pinned, you know, fractured and dislocated his leg. But because of their commitment to the club, didn't want to go off. You know, those are, you know, some of the funny stories that I remember on the park. You know, the ones off the park, tour in America, and I think it was Dave Parry used to play open side. Was negotiating with a street trader, and they had these, you know, street trader had these video cameras all boxed up. It was something like $60 or something like that, and you know, we all stood around Dave Parry egging him on. Oh, that looks like a good deal. That looks like a good deal. He goes, yeah, after a bit of haggling, it take one. Of course, nobody noticed that street trader put that box down and pulled out another box here and went, there you go. And I still remember the look on Dave's face when he opened it up, and it was a broken radio and a brick in the box. just little things like that live with you, no matter how old you are, and no matter what players you talk to, they all have those memories, you know, some good, some bad.
Did you collect memorabilia during your career?
I didn't, know. I mean, I've only got, probably only got about two or three shirts that I've kept hold of. Again, hindsight's a wonderful thing, and you look back now and you think, you know what, I wish I would have kept a lot more than I did. But I was never that way inclined. I was always live for the moment. You know, there's a lot of people that, instead of living for the moment, just focus on collecting everything and taking photos and videos and all this. I've always been very much, you know, I just live for this moment. But then, you know, 20 years time, when you can't remember that moment, you kind of regret not having the pictures and the videos and the memorabilia to cash your mind back over
those. Well, I have to say, you know, the players that we've talked to, the majority of them who have scrapbooks and so on, you know, it was their mum or somebody.
I've got a scrapbook and it hasn't got everything in, but it wasn't done by me, you know. But yes, I've got one, and it has, I suppose, it mainly has just press clippings in, really. You know, I've got some pictures that Tony Hickey, who used to be the local photographer down here, become very friendly with him, and he always used to come along and give me a whole load of pictures that at the time I didn't think too much of, but now I love it to be able to just look through some old pictures.
We'd be interested to see those if
no problem,
perhaps copy them.
Most of them be injured out there on physio, but
well,
yeah, and that
shows an accurate representation of part of your career.
Exactly, yeah. You know, it's almost, you know, some of the people, and going back to the former Players Association, there's associated membership as well, which I think is key for the club, because you've got, you know, the unsung heroes, the physios, the doctors, that actually back then all gave up their time for nothing. You know, Roger Rolleston, you know, Chris Stevenson, you know, all those guys, you know, Rob McCoy, Mike Roberts, all doctors that, you know, would give up their time for nothing, be here either every Saturday, be here on training night, travel away with us as well. You know, and that's where I think disassociation and associated membership can really gather some momentum, because there are a lot of people that have helped carve King's Omen into what it is today that haven't directly been on the pitch, but without them, you know, it would have been an uphill struggle.
Well, of course, it's really nice for John and I that the association have given honorary membership to Heritage Project.
Well, exactly. I mean, you take what you guys have done and what Gary's done, and it's been fantastic. You know, it really, really has. And it takes that type of commitment to get these projects off the ground. And without, you know, your commitment and input, it wouldn't have got anywhere.
It's a labour of love.
It is, and you could say that about playing rugby. Was a labour of love. But you know, would I have not played it if I hadn't turned professional? Of course I would have still played rugby. But it's, you know, it should always be recognised, whether it's a labour of love or whether it's not, it should be recognised that, you know, without somebody putting in all the hard yards, things don't get off the ground.
Was there any other ground you wanted to cover, John?
No, I don't think so.
No problem. No, it's been a pleasure, and as I said, it was, again, a bit of an honour to come down and talk to you guys.
Well, we feel the honour's really for us. No, it's been. I mean, I'd just like to thank you, Pete, both for giving up the time to come for the interview now, which has been really interesting. And also, thanks for all the pleasure of seeing you play.
No problem.
Thanks very much.
No worries.